You're listening to SBS News.
The number of coronavirus cases around the world has officially passed 30 million. While the United States, India and Brazil lead in infections, some 4.8 million COVID-19 cases have been recorded in Europe. The continent managed to get transmission of coronavirus largely under control by June, but it's seen a worrying rise in new infections in recent weeks. That's prompted the World Health Organization's Regional Director for Europe, Dr. Hans Kluger, to issue this warning.
We do have a very serious situation unfolding before us. Weekly cases have now exceeded those reported when the pandemic first peaked in Europe in March.
Last week, the region's weekly tally exceeded 300,000 patients. More than half of European countries have reported a greater than 10% increase in cases in the past 2 weeks. Of those, 7 countries have seen newly reported cases increase more than twofold in the same period.
The British government has brought in new restrictions in the northeast of England after a concerning increase in infections there. The region's residents will no longer be allowed to socialise with people outside their household or support bubbles. Restaurants and bars will be limited to table service only, and leisure venues will be subject to an overnight curfew. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has told Parliament the decision to implement tougher rules has been guided by local authorities.
Mr. Speaker, I know, the whole House knows, that these decisions have a real impact on families, on businesses and on local communities. And I can tell everyone affected that we do not take these decisions lightly. We agree with the local councils that we must follow the data and act. And the data says that we must act now, so we can control the virus and keep people safe.
Across the Channel, France has classified Nice and Lyon as COVID-19 red zones, where additional measures will be needed to control its spread. It comes as the country records almost 10,600 additional infections, setting a new daily record. Health Minister Olivier Véran says while 1 in 100 people tested for COVID-19 at the start of summer received a positive result, the number has increased to 5.
Les chiffres sont désormais sans appel.
The figures are incontrovertible. Gatherings with family and friends are the big sources of infection. Here, security measures and common sense reflexes are the only means of protecting ourselves.
Additional restrictions are also being implemented in Austria, with private indoor gatherings limited to 10 people from Monday. Funerals will be exempt and the limit for outdoors will remain at 100, with further exceptions for some cultural events. Cafe and restaurant customers will also have to wear a mask whenever they're not at their tables. The situation's similar in the Czech Republic, where the government is further tightening its restrictive measures. From Saturday, all bars, restaurants and nightclubs will be closed between midnight and 6 a.m. It's in addition to a ban on any public indoor gatherings of more than 10 people who are standing. In larger gatherings, everyone must be seated and wear face masks. Children will also have to wear masks in all spaces at schools. Meanwhile, the resumption of in-person learning for most of New York City's public school students has again been delayed. All students across the US's largest school district were set to return to their classrooms on Monday. Now only children in pre-kinder and some special education students will be going back to school next week. Elementary school students will be learning remotely until the 29th of September, while middle and high school classes won't be taught in person until the 1st of October. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city needs more time to prepare for students to return.
This is a huge undertaking. It is difficult. It's challenging. It's not the easy way. It isn't, in fact, the hard way, but it's the right way. I want to thank all my colleagues for doing the hard work to see this through, and we'll continue to do that work literally hour to hour to get our school system up and running well.
Across the northern border, Canadian health authorities say the country could lose its ability to manage the pandemic amid a worrying surge in COVID-19 cases. The warning comes as new restrictions are announced in Canada's most populous province, Ontario. The new rules reduce the size of indoor gatherings to 10, down from 50, and outdoor gatherings to 25, down from 100. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.